America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. First day of the practice week as we get geared up for a massive showdown coming up on Sunday. The Battle of the Beltway, as they like to call it. Ravens, Commanders, 1 o'clock Eastern time on CBS. Make sure you join us each and every game day right here on 106.7 The Fan. We get started at 9 o'clock with our guy Earl Forsey. He'll bring you countdown to kickoff. Myself and Denton Day get you rocking with the pregame show. And then the only live and interactive show in town, Burgundy and Gold Game Day Live, will take you up to the final whistle before handing things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, for the Burgundy and Gold postgame show. But I said it last night as we got going here. Each and every day I wake up, since Sunday, I go back and forth about how Sunday is actually going to go. And the one thing that is certain about the National Football League is that it is truly any given Sunday. We have literally seen it each and every week this year. The number one underdog, the biggest dog by the sports books, seems to win each and every week. So for those of you out there that feel as if you got a beat on exactly how Sunday is going to go, okay, I hear you. But in reality, for the first 6 weeks of the NFL season, for the first 5 weeks, rather, of the NFL season, anything is possible. Anything is possible. As we mentioned, Commanders, Ravens, both taking the practice field for the first time this week, prepping for one another. A lot of eyeballs going to be on this one. And as we stated last night, this is a massive game for both of these two teams. I don't think it's just a big game for Washington. I think it's just as big of a game for Baltimore as well. Because let's be honest and transparent about where things currently stand right now for Baltimore. 3-2, winners of three in a row. But if you've watched the past 3 weeks for Baltimore, hell, if you've watched the first month plus of the season for Baltimore, this is clearly not last year's AFC championship team. This is clearly not last year's number one team, number one seed in the AFC. So the same mentality that I had going into Monday Night Football against Cincinnati, where it felt like it was the world against the Washington Commanders, it's the same way I feel going into Sunday. Baltimore, according to most sports books, 6.5-point favorites. But the hell with that. What does Vegas know anyway? As I stated last night, this weekend for Washington and Baltimore, for that matter, is all about perception. And some of you out there probably can give a rat's ass about how people are perceived. But as I told you last night, and I've told you on numerous different occasions, perception is 99% reality. So the fact of the matter is this. If Washington beats Baltimore on Sunday, we've been having this conversation in the bullpen all day long. If Washington beats Baltimore on Sunday, how in your right mind can you not look at the Washington Commanders through 6 weeks at least as a legitimate Super Bowl contender? How can you not? How can you not lose, right, on Sunday? Depending on how you lose, the narrative can be a bunch of different things. The one thing that I know for sure about Sunday, based on the fabric and makeup of this team, talking about Washington, they've got too many guys, talking about Washington, that give a damn. I know you're probably thinking, well, this is the National Football League. They're paid to play. Everyone cares. It's as important to Washington as it is to everyone. It's not. As I continue to say, and I've been stating this since July, they've got the right mix of people in this building. They've got a cast of misfits that have been overlooked, taken for granted. And when you mix all of those personalities up, you get a football team that has won by 49 points the past 2 weeks. They have been dominant the last two weekends. Granted, it's against the Cleveland Browns. Granted, it's against the Arizona Cardinals. But you can only take the test that is put in front of you. You can only take the test that is put in front of you. And I'll tell you this way. I'll tell you like this. The more and more that I dive into the numbers when it comes to Sunday's matchup between Washington and Baltimore, the more you dive into the numbers, the more you realize, Baltimore and Washington, say what you want about individual talent at each position, right? Who cares about that? Say what you want about that. The more and more I dive into this, the more and more I realize how much Washington and Baltimore mirror each other. They do. These two teams are eerily similar. And it's crazy because the preseason expectations for both of these squads were on totally opposite ends of the spectrum. For Baltimore, could you right your wrongs this year? You lose 3/5 of your starting offensive line, but you bring in the best free agent running back to hit the market in a long, long time, talking about Derrick Henry. And you form arguably the most dynamic backfield we've seen in the past 10, 15 years in the NFL. They have high expectations. They're a group that's supposed to be playing in a late January. So their start, which they started 0-2, and they've rattled off 3 in a row here. Who are the real Baltimore Ravens? That's the big question that they're going to have to answer going into Sunday. And then on the flip side for Washington, no one in their right mind expected you to be 4-1 heading into this contest. No one did. No one did. But because you have, as I like to call them, a 1%er at the quarterback position in Jaden Daniels, guess what? You've got a shot every time you take the field. And to me, that is the most important angle and aspect of all of this for Washington. And I got to look, I struggle just as much as you all do when it comes to this. Tempering expectations. We're 5 weeks in. What's real? What's not? And as we sit here getting ready to enter week 6, and if you pay close attention, I've said this each of the last 2 weeks. Week 6, I promise you this is the week. Week 6 is where we separate the contenders from the pretenders across the National Football League. Point blank, period. But like I said, I'll be real. We did the schedule release show out at D-City Smokehouse. Myself, Denton Day, Metal Chris was there as well. putting us on to all the good brisket. It was a lovely night. Chris, you remember what I said on that night? And you with your luscious locks, you looked at me like I had three heads. I said, I think Jaden Daniels, this is before seeing him in preseason. This is before seeing him in camp. I was all vibes at D-City Smokehouse. It was all vibes. I was full off of a bratwurst. You know what I'm saying? But in all sincereness, like, the more I dive into both of these teams, two teams that had completely different preseason expectations, the more I dive into both of these groups, they mirror each other more than you might realize. Baltimore, through the first 5 weeks of the season, by far the best rushing offense in the National Football League. Not even close. 211 yards per contest. They are mowing people in the run game. And this is what happens when you have what I dub the most dynamic backfield of the 2000s. Damn the last 5-10 years of the 2000s.
Derrick Henry, perfect fit there.
I mean, he's a two
absolutely
future
perfect
Hall
free
of
agency. That's the perfect place for him to land. Like, yeah.
Doesn't get much better than that. Baltimore coming in, 211 yards per contest on the ground. It's what they do. 6.1 yards per rush. It is bully ball at its finest. The only other team across the NFL that is as used to beating teams up like that up front is Washington, who is second in the NFL with 178 rush yards per contest, 5.3 yards per play on the ground. So these teams are eerily similar. They just are. Two defenses. This is where it gets interesting. These are two defenses, right, that have glaring flaws. And I know Ravens fans out there, you know, close your ears. Your defense, damn the history, damn the track record of the franchise, it is honestly one of the more head-scratching developments of the entire season for me. It's not as if the personnel for Baltimore changed a ton. This defense last year was historically good, led by Baby Belichick, as I like to call him, Mike McDonald. He's now in Seattle pushing the buttons. But the fall-off that we have seen from Baltimore defensively through the first 5 weeks of the season, in my opinion, outside of Jaden Daniels' mania here in D.C., I think the demise of Baltimore's defense is one of the biggest stories of the NFL season at this point. I got to continue to harp on it. They were historically good last year in terms of points per game allowed, in terms of takeaways, in terms of pass defense. They were by far the best unit in the National Football League this year. And when you take a look at Baltimore defensively through the first 5 weeks of the season, yeah, close your eyes. Yeah, close your eyes if you're talking about their pass defense. They are god-awful. Only the Jaguars have a worse pass defense through the first 5 weeks of the season than Baltimore. And the thing that continues to make me scratch my head, the personnel on that side of the football hadn't changed much. They still got Kyle Hamilton, right? They've still got Roquan Smith. They've still got Marlon Humphrey. They've still got a bevy of different pass rushers that can get home when they need to. So to see the step back that they have taken defensively, I look at that and it's my silver lining, my glimmer of hope for Washington heading into this week. Can you take advantage offensively of the Baltimore Ravens defense? And I'll say this about Washington offensively, because I know a lot of us out here are drunk off of the fact that this team scores 30 points in their sleep. Right? I know we're all geeked up and giddy over that. But let's call a spade relative to what we saw offensively from Washington this past Sunday. Wasn't pretty. Wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, you ended up putting up 34 points. Yeah, you lived and died by exotic smash mouth football. You averaged 6.3 yards a pop on 35 carries. That's fine and dandy. But your offense on Sunday took a pretty significant step back compared to what we had seen from this group the 3 weeks prior. They just have. Now, the numbers might not necessarily speak to it. Jaden Daniels, 14 of 25, 238, 9.5 yards of completion, a touchdown, a pick, sacked three times. That's part of the issue here, and we'll dissect it in more detail as we continue to roll on here. But my concern moving forward with Washington offensively, because I give Cleveland a ton of credit, right? Their game plan initially worked to perfection. It did. Their game plan initially worked to perfection. Washington's first three drives went as follows. Punt, interception, touchdown. But what's more important to me is the negative plays. The negative plays that Cleveland was able to force Washington into. Let's keep it 100 here, right? I continue to say the most important thing Washington must sustain offensively is staying ahead of the chains. Having positive yardage. Having success on first and second down. That, to me, is the most important thing. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, Washington, in my opinion, does not have the horses up front, right, to consistently live in these third and long situations. They just don't. And what Cleveland showed you on Sunday is, yeah, Washington's run game is stoppable. Yeah. Washington's offense can look human and mortal at times. As we sit here getting ready for Baltimore, that's one of my big concerns. Can Washington get back on track offensively? And some people are going to think I'm tripping. Some people are going to think I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's a hyperbole. Maybe I'm exaggerating it. But the way I look at it, Washington offensively took a step back last week. You were aided by the big plays of Jaden Daniels. You were aided by the fact that he is a one percenter. The deep ball to Terry McLaurin. Some of the third down stuff he was able to get out of. That to me is because of him. Is it sustainable? That's the question here. Because I feel like as we get closer to Sunday, a lot of the focus right now is on whether or not Washington's defense can stop the high-powered Ravens attack. And I agree. This is the number one rushing offense in the NFL. That's got to be priority number one heading into Sunday. It's got to be. But the other thing I look at for Washington is, can you score points offensively? Can you sustain drives? And last week, early on in that football game, that was not the case. There were a bunch of negative plays. But Washington was able to overcome it because of some special individual performances. The big thing I'm looking at is, can that continue as you get geared up for Sunday? We'll continue to take a full-scale look at Ravens and Commanders as we move throughout the show here. 1-800-636-1067. Defensively, this team the last 2 weeks has done a masterful job against Arizona and Cleveland. Are you buying Washington's defensive turnaround? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Are you buying Washington's defensive turnaround the past 2 weeks? You have won by a combined 49 points, and you have given up a combined 27 points the last 2 weeks. Is that because of the opponent? Or is that because this defense has truly turned a corner? We'll continue to discuss that here in the 7 o'clock hour. A couple of guests will stop by the program as well before we get out of here. Our pal Melissa Yim, who covers the Ravens, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, going to join us top of the 8 o'clock hour. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our pal Charles Davis of the NFL Network, as well as CBS, to preview the Commanders and the Ravens. Plus, we'll ask Charles, national perspective, doesn't get to see this team every week. Is he bought in to the 4-1 start of the Washington Commanders? All that and more coming up next here on Overtime. Before we take our first time out, Ray is in Baltimore. Wants to tap in. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, Playboy? I didn't know you were going to get to me this fast.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much. Hey, man, you really dragged me yesterday when I was talking, but I appreciate it, man.
Ray, this is you, brother. You my dog. I had to do it to you. But look, it's part of the robbery, spicy, baby.
Absolutely, Bob. Let me, before I start.
Yes, sir.
Here's the thing, right? I've been following the Skins since 88. My first Super Bowl I'm 43 years old almost. So the first Super Bowl I ever watched was the 88 Super Bowl. So many of us that grew up in Baltimore, you know, we grew up Skins fans. They may not want to admit it now because it's purple all over, but I still got a soft spot for the Skins. But here's the, I'm for the Commanders now, but here's the thing when it comes to the whole situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear everything that you're talking about. Hey, you know, you follow football a little bit, so you already know. Dean Pease coming in is very underrated with him coming in as a consultant.
That is. No. Hey, Ray, I'm going to stop you for a second. It's massive, and I didn't find that out till about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock today. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have somebody in there because the way I've looked defensively, brother, you know what's going on.
Oh, man, listen, but here's the thing. Not everything is in the numbers. One thing about it is – you know, Travis Jones, you haven't mentioned Travis Jones. Travis Jones is a game record.
Yes, he is.
You know what I mean?
One of the like, quickest Odafe interior Oway, defensive linemen in the NFL.
Yeah, Odafe Oway is having the best season of his career. You know what I mean? So I get everything that you're saying, but here's my prediction. I love how the fans been talking because it's great for the area, and I know what B-Man said, that it's not really a robbery, but it is. It is definitely
it is. It's
a robbery
to the fans, I'll say that.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm going to say this. Sunday's game is going to be a lot closer than what people think. But the closer we get to this game,
mm-hmm.
I just hope that it's not a Detroit type of beatdown Detroit.
Is that really what you think I'm going to do to us? You know what, Ray? The one thing that hasn't been talked about a lot, bro, and I know you follow your group as closely as anybody follows their team. Lamar Jackson, I believe, 22-1? Against the NFC in his career to this point. That's the stat that I feel like maybe isn't getting enough run here in the DMV.
But I'm gonna end my call by saying this, man. Mm-hmm. I love the talk that people are getting, but here's the thing. Everybody talking about Derrick Henry and Lamar, rightfully so. But don't forget about Justice Hill. Rashad Bateman finally starting to show his potential as well. And my boy Isaiah Likely. Remember
Charlie,
that name.
Got
Isaiah
it
Likely. That's all I got to say, Playboy.
Yes, indeed. Ray, I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Ravens and Commanders coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Big question we got going into this first time out. Washington the past 2 weeks has had a massive turnaround defensively. Sacked Deshaun Watson 7 times. Sacked Kyler Murray 4 different times. Are you buying the Commanders' defensive turnaround, or is it just a result of the opponent? We'll dive into the numbers next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the Youngest in Charge movement. Lynnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Programming note, jam-packed 8 o'clock hour. Our pal Melissa Yim, who covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, set to join us as we go behind enemy lines as we get you geared up for the big-time showdown Sunday between Washington and Baltimore from M&T Bank Stadium. Something else we'll discuss before we get out of here is Washington versus Baltimore a rivalry? And I know what all of you are going to say, well, no, they don't play each other. And no, Washington hadn't had much success in the series. I think it is a rivalry more to fans than it is to players. And when it comes to rivalries and things like that, I think it is more fan-driven. But my early feeling, yeah, if they win Sunday, I think it does a hell of a lot in terms of getting us to view Baltimore and Washington as a rivalry. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. I want to get into this Commanders defense because, good Lord, look out. They have been playing like a group with their hair on fire the past 2 weeks. And I'm willing to even go back 3 weeks to the Monday Night Football game against Cincinnati. And I understand in that game against Cincy, you gave up 33 points. I get that. But some of the key stops they were able to get on third down, some of the pressure they were able to put on Joe Burrow, ever since that Monday night game, I think each and every week, this defense has gotten better. Now, my big issue with this group still, defensively, is their inability to stop the run. I want them to be more consistent in that area, but in terms of giving up explosive plays, I think they've improved in that category. In terms of their tackling, I think they've improved significantly in that category. And then here's the thing to me that really has been most impressive about Washington defensively the past 3 weeks. I don't want to just describe it as the pass rush, because it's not just the pass rush. Washington has done a much better job generating pressure. And that is, to me, the most important thing when it comes to this defense. If you can be a group that consistently gets after the opposing team's quarterback, it makes the life of your secondary a hell of a lot easier. And I think we've seen that here over the past couple of weeks. It's hard for an offense to generate explosive plays through the pass game if you are putting pressure on the quarterback. And that is what we've seen here the past couple of weeks. I just sent something to myself on the old X app that I'm getting ready to pull up here. Over the last 3 weeks, Washington has two players in the top 10 when it comes to the highest pressure rates with at least 50 rushes over the past 3 weeks. So for a pass rush that was absolutely anemic in the opener against Tampa Bay, and they weren't that much better against the Giants, over the last three games, that group has woke up a little bit. And I think Dorrance Armstrong, to me, deserves a lot of the credit when it comes to the front four, at least. He whipped Daywon Jones' ass on Sunday. And this was Cleveland's a tackle for Cleveland that played significant snaps a year ago. Was a rookie last year, but clearly someone they view as an ascending player. And Dorrance Armstrong beat him like a drum on Sunday. And when I look at Baltimore's offensive line, to keep things on this week, when I look at Baltimore's offensive line, what do we continue to talk about? What is the number one storyline about that group? 3/5 of their offensive line from a year ago is now elsewhere. John Simpson, Zeitler, Morgan Moses, all guys that have taken their talents elsewhere. So if there is an area, right, where I think Washington can disrupt what Baltimore wants to do offensively, it to me is going to come down to whether or not the front four can create havoc. And it's not just the front four, like I mentioned, right? I give a ton of credit to Joe Witt Jr. and that entire defensive coaching staff for Washington. The creativity that they have shown with their blitz packages over the past couple of weeks is a big piece of why they have had the success defensively they've had here over the past couple of weeks. You can't just expect your front four to go out and wreak havoc. You can't. It's not fair. It's not. But what has happened here is Washington is being more creative with the blitz packages, and I think there's also a little bit of this as well. One thing that football coaches across America will encourage their players to do, run through a guy. Don't try to run around him. And it felt like early on in the year when Washington was sending these double-A gap blitzes, they were trying to run around guys instead of running through guys. There's the sack that all of us are familiar with that happened on Sunday where Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner running this cross-dog blitz, their execution of it was tremendous. And Bobby Wagner's another guy who I think has really aided Washington's efforts in rushing the passer. They've sent him, they put him in the A-gap. They've put him hanging over the defensive end on the edge. They're running games. They're doing a lot defensively and to try and get after opposing teams' quarterbacks. And it's not as if they weren't doing these things early on. I think the execution level has been better here over the past couple of weeks. That's the best way I can describe it. But the one thing that Washington, I think, must continue to do is be aggressive on that side of the football. I can live with getting beat and I'm being aggressive, right? If you're going to make a mistake, what's the old adage? If you're going to make a mistake, make it at 100 miles an hour. I can live with that, right? I think, to me, it would be foolish from what you've seen through the first couple of weeks here, to rely on just your front four to get pressure. You've got to send other guys. And I think Washington is doing that just as much as any team in the National Football League. They are. Now, they're not doing it at the Minnesota Vikings level. What Minnesota's doing, I mean, good Lord. Brian Flores' defense has sent 106 blitzes. That is 31 more blitzes than the Denver Broncos, who blitz at the second highest rate in the National Football League. Like that, you need that to be something you have success with to be able to continue to do it. And I think the more and more success Washington has sending blitzes, I think the more willing they will be to send pressure. That's how I look at it. But I give credit to the players on this one, man. Louvu, first of all, if anyone has gotten the chance to go back and watch last week's game, Frankie Louvu put a ridiculous spin move on a Browns offensive lineman, and then it comes up with the sack on Watson. Joe Witt Jr. mentioned it back in week two after the Giants game. There are only a couple of guys on this defense that were truly embodying the play style they were looking for. Physicality, arriving violently, making the other team feel you. There are only a couple of guys that were embodying that mentality the first couple of weeks. I can say confidently, with my chest poked out, that the past 3 weeks, I think everybody on this defense is starting to lean into that. And that's important. That's important. You don't have to have the most talent. You've got to give the most effort. And I think the effort defensively has ratcheted up here over the past couple of weeks. They're getting results because of it. And I can give them credit. 1-800-636-1067. 106.7 is the number. Washington's defense has turned things around defensively the past 2 weeks. You sacked Deshaun Watson 7 times. You dropped Kyler Murray to the turf 4 different times the week prior. Is Washington's defense turning a corner, or is this a product of their opponents the last 2 weeks? 1-800-636-1067. Scott is in Rockville. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Love the show. Longtime Washington fan. Lived here my whole life. And couldn't be more excited about what we're seeing. And I love the way you guys breaking everything down and analyzing it. It's awesome. And it's just fun for everybody. We all know that. But I got 2 things. One, you know, Baltimore, at Baltimore, you know, yeah, their defense isn't as good as it has been, but they're a battle-tested team. We're going to their stadium. Look, I think we can win. I think it's going to be a tough game. I certainly want us to win, but I think it's going to be tight. And even if we end up, you know, I know that sounds weird, but that's a victory against a great, you know, organization that you know, puts a good product on the field every year. Number two, on your question about our defense and your comments, I agree. I've seen a spark. I've seen an energy, an enthusiasm, which is as much as, like you say, the talent is the effort. But I think this is going to be a real test on both sides of the ball for us.
For sure.
And, you know, I'm excited. I was going to go to the game, but the tickets are so damn expensive. I'm just going to spend the money that it costs for one ticket and throw a party in my house. But, I think Lamar's going to be tough.
It is.
And if we can put some pressure on him and try to contain him, you know, I think we'll have a shot. But, you know, they got a lot of weapons, and their offense is obviously one of the few offenses that's, you know, that's got numbers even bigger than ours. But I'm excited. And I'm looking forward to the game.
Scott, I share your excitement, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll continue to dive into the Washington Commanders defense as we roll on here in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll raise you this question. Jaden Daniels clearly has been the straw that stirs the drink offensively for the Washington Commanders. Who else can't the Commanders afford to lose on that side of the football? We'll tackle that as the 7 o'clock hour rolls on. Programming note, remember our pal Charles Davis of the NFL Network going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, as well as Melissa Yim from our sister station, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, to continue to help us preview Ravens and Commanders coming up on Sunday. That's next on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime Metal. Chris behind the glass taking your calls, keeping us up to speed and on track. Ravens and Commanders coming right at you on Sunday, man. Getting closer and closer and closer. Free cheap promotion. You hear it, the commercial, all day long if you listen to The Fan. But 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, only place you should be on Burgundy and Gold game days. We get started at 9 o'clock with countdown to kickoff with our pal Earl Forsey, and then myself and Denton Day will take you to the Burgundy and Gold pregame show, as well as Burgundy and Gold in-game live, the only live and interactive show covering the Commanders on game day in the DMV. And then stick around to the final whistle for the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, with the Burgundy and Gold postgame show. Always a blast getting to do game days here on The Fan. I was saying it last weekend working with Michael Phillips as he subbed in for our guy Denton Day. Doing the in-game show the past couple of years, it's been a lot of tough, ugly losses. The past 3 weeks, I always brag and joke to my buddies, and I'm getting paid to watch the game. The past 3 weeks, it actually felt like I was getting paid to watch the game. I always say it. I am so emotionally invested into what goes on with this group week in and week out. I'm a sicko just like a lot of you all are out there. So wins get me elated. Losses put me in the dumps. This weekend, the biggest game of the season at this point. I don't think I'm speaking in hyperbole by saying that. You have another opportunity to shape the narrative and shape the perspective of how you are viewed nationally moving forward, going up against a Baltimore team that most folks had in their Super Bowl conversation to start this season. 1-800-636-1067. Key matchup I'm going to be looking at for Washington is, can they stop the Ravens offensively? The past 2 weeks, Washington feels like they have turned a corner on the defensive side of the football. 11 sacks, bunch of QB hits. Was Washington's turnaround defensively here the past 2 weeks, is it a result of them getting better, or is it a result of them playing lesser opponents offensively? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Nate is in D.C. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, brother?
I'm okay, man. I appreciate you for asking.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get to this quick. Basically, I just look at it like I actually do believe that the defense is turning a corner. As the season rolls along, they're having time on the field to gain some experience together as a unit. Also in practice, they're practicing against one of the best. Like, let's not even lie. Like,
yeah.
Jaden Daniels is him. So you're going to have to acclimate yourself defensively to be able to, you know, cover the kind of offensive looks that even we are able to throw out there. So I think we'll be ready for Baltimore and pretty much anybody else as this season rolls along. We just taking it game by game, drive by drive. So it's working. I like the coaching staff, how they're doing it, how they're running it. It's solid. I expect us to have some happy days to come.
For sure. I'm telling you, look, I say it all the time. Look, I wake up easier. The water goes down a lot more crisp. The showers hit harder. Everything is peaches and roses right now because of the way Washington is playing right now. But the one thing that I continue to have reservations about, the one thing that I continue to be concerned about, is whether or not this group's defensive turnaround is legit. The play style that they've shown here the past 3 weeks, I think it's sustainable. I think it's a mentality. And we've seen it against Cincinnati in the second half. We saw it against Arizona. We saw it last week against the Cleveland Browns. But this Baltimore offense is different. This Baltimore offense has the two most dynamic runners you have faced all year long in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. For a group that has had so many issues tackling, Lamar and Derrick Henry is not who I want to see heading into this weekend. But as we've said each of the past 5 weeks, you can only take the test that is given to you. And right now, the Baltimore Ravens are on the schedule. The best rushing offense in the NFL by far. If there was ever a game where John Allen and Daron Payne and Johnny Newton, if there was ever a game for those three guys on the interior to play like the game wreckers that we think they're capable of being, it'd be this week going up against the Baltimore Ravens. Because with a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, you got to pick your poison here. Against Arizona, I thought, for the most part, they did a really nice job maintaining their gap discipline, gap integrity, while rushing the passer. You must do that again this week versus Baltimore, or we've seen what Lamar Jackson has the potential to do. That's my concern. Are they going to start reading their own press clippings defensively and care more about making the play, caring more about rather who makes the play instead of the play being made? That to me had a lot to do with Washington's issues in the first 3 weeks of the season defensively. The old adage is the play does not care who ultimately makes it. John is in Oklahoma. What's going on, John?
Hey, how y'all doing today, down man? This evening.
Good, John. How you doing, brother? We missed you earlier today, man.
Man, I've been listening. Been babysitting your old granddaughter today, man. My wife.
Yes, yes. The one that was the one that was looking at y'all like I was crazy last week, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you something else about that day. The other day, when Diamond Brown caught that bomb in the end zone?
Yeah.
We all kind of jumped up off the edge of our couch and chairs. I tell you what, we were screaming high five and everything. She was, 2 foot tall down on the floor. She was about to go into a panic attack.
I'm about to say, look, man, y'all celebrate and got baby girl in a panic.
Hey, yeah, about knocked her, knocked her down and stuff. Anyway, she's like, what in the world, man, is going on around here? Because, I mean, it was yelling and screaming, and, hey, you petrify a kid at that age with that kind of stuff, how we act, And, yeah, it was crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen Sunday. They're going to be like, the last two games is Cleveland and Cincinnati, everybody was talking, each game, they were supposed to get tougher and tougher, Well, we're going to see this week. Well, I'll tell you something. If you notice, throughout before halftime, say 5 minutes before halftime, they'll take a look at the other team's sideline, and you can see the looks on their face like, hey, this ain't supposed to be happening. looking for somebody to make a play, they're looking for somebody to make a play. And I'm going to predict 35-24, and I just see Lamar. I've been watching the games he's been playing. I see him. He's struggling, man. They're getting by, but they're not playing as good as we're playing. I mean, I just don't see it. Now, I'm not going to say he couldn't bust out, but, man, we got a whole new team, guys. I mean, it's 30-something new players. This ain't Washington, what all the other names they want to call us and everything like that. It's a new era, man. And, it ain't even a road game for us. You know what I'm saying?
That's the other part of this, John, that I'm curious to see come Sunday, and we appreciate the call. Yeah, how well will Washington be represented on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium? I think that's a whole nother layer of this that maybe we're not used to. The one or the two road games that we've played thus far, the three road games that we've played thus far, Tampa Bay, wasn't a big Washington crowd out there, but Cincinnati, you started to see more fans show up. And then Arizona, according to folks that were there, similar to a home environment. So we'll see how well Washington is represented coming up Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll continue to take your calls, 1-800-636-1067. Melissa Yim set to join us coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as he addressed the local media today in preparation of Sunday's big contest against the Baltimore Ravens. That's next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Lynnell Willingham will take you up 10 o'clock here on 106.7 The Fan before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Getting you geared up for Ravens and Commanders coming up on Sunday. And I actually have not looked today. I haven't looked at the old books, the spread, as the gambling sickos like to call it. I guess I'm a gambling sicko too. I was a big fat winner on Sunday, Chris. 5 for $129. $129 at $129,000, so don't try to rob me. Washington opened up as 7-point underdogs against Baltimore heading into Sunday. The line has moved to 6.5. This is what I was curious to see. 51.5 is the total. These are two defenses that can't stop a damn running faucet. So I expect there to be plenty of points, and I think this one comes down to which team can protect the football the best. And Washington's been pretty damn good at that. Two turnovers, all year long. Three turnovers, rather, because Terry McLaurin fumbled. Jeez. So maybe we are. Maybe we aren't as good as protecting the football as I thought. 4 turnovers here in the past 2 weeks for Washington offensively. They had 2 on Sunday. As Terry McLaurin fumbled, Jayden Daniels threw his second interception in as many weeks. But still, I still have a ton of confidence.
Wasn't one of those on like a fourth down, though, or something,
in terms,
right,
of what the turnovers that Washington had Sunday were pretty inexcusable, if I'm being honest. But at the end of the day, this team and their ability to overcome turnovers, mistakes, things of that matter, shows you just how good they actually are. Because as I said in the opener, yeah, you scored 34 points on Sunday. It's great. Yes, you are the number one scoring team in the National Football League right now, 31 points per game. Love everything about what you're doing offensively. Last week against Cleveland, you kind of struggled a little bit. It wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But that's the beautiful part about it. It doesn't have to be perfect every week. It doesn't. The thing is can you score enough points to win? And I think as long as five is healthy and under center, you're going to have a shot to score a bevy of points each and every week. I want to let you all hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as he spoke to the media earlier today, getting Washington geared up for a game that I think is a measuring stick game for Washington. Does Dan Quinn think Sunday is a measuring stick game for the Commanders?
We don't talk in that terms of measuring stick. Like, honestly, just you've heard us say, like, there's so many things for us to attack and get better at. So we're not, you know, trying to use this game as a measuring stick. Like, hey, it's no secret, you know, Baltimore's a really good football team, but we're not using it as a measuring stick of where we're at. Like, every time we go, like, we're here to get down and, like, go for it. And so it has no bearing on a measuring stick or any of that. We know how good they are, and, like, we're ready to go fight too. So, yeah, but not a measuring stick game for us.
I'll be real. I love every time Dan Quinn gets up to the podium. I think he is real and honest and genuine and kind of stays away from the filibuster coach speak. But come on, DQ. You don't think Sunday is a measuring stick game for Washington? Of course it is. Of course it is. For the reasons I listed in the opener. Think about the preseason expectations for both of these teams. For Washington, yeah, you expected them to be competitive. Yeah, you expected them to be more fun to watch because of the kid under center at quarterback. But to think they would open up 4-1, you'd be lying if you said that was the case. Look, I predicted this team would win 9-10 games this year. And even I did not see them getting out to a 4-1 start to begin the year. I just didn't see it. I didn't see it. So the fact of the matter is, from my vantage point at least, you bet your ass Sunday is a measuring stick game. And as we talked about a lot yesterday, measuring stick game, a game that shapes perception, however you want to talk about it, Sunday is huge. But I get what DQ's trying to do. He's not trying to put too much pressure on his own guys. And guess what? How can I blame him for that? How can I blame him for that? But anyone that looks at Sunday and doesn't think it's a measuring stick game, why? Why? The Ravens are considered preseason, regular season, since we've started here the first 5 weeks. They are one of these Super Bowl contenders in the National Football League. Don't you want to see how you stack up against one of the league's best? But here's the thing about it. Washington, all of a sudden, based on a lot of the commentary we continue to hear, are being viewed as one of the league's best. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Question is, how long is that the narrative? Because I tell you what, if they go up to Baltimore Sunday and are not competitive, I wonder if they still receive the bouquet of flowers at the same rate that they've been getting it. Because you can't turn on your TV without seeing burgundy and gold. You can't cut on your favorite sports show without hearing about Jaden Daniels. You can't open up the X app, TikTok, Instagram, Snapface, whatever you want to call it, without seeing Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Point blank. Point blank. Say you don't want to call it a measuring stick game. Fine. What I'm excited to see is Jaden Daniels versus Lamar Jackson. And I thought Jaden during the week, or today rather, gave an interesting answer about how he feels about being compared to Lamar. We'll play that for you as the show rolls on. But Dan Quinn mentioned earlier today the similarities between one Jaden Daniels and the Ravens quarterback, two-time league MVP Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they're not playing against each other. Both of them would be great cornerbacks. There's no question about it. But, like, they're not playing against each other. Both of them are fantastic players and cause all sorts of problems for defensive coaches. But both of them would probably tell you they got to control what they can, you know, and how well they can play and going to do that. So I respect the storyline for you. But at the end of it, man, like, he's got to absolutely – you know, do his thing and play in the position. And that's what's really cool for us to see, the development at the position. Sometimes that doesn't show up on just a throw. It's checking into, you know, a play against a blitz. It's, you know, checking into a third down play on a screen to Austin to, you know, convert. It's using your legs. And so playing the position and throwing it well, doing all that, like, that's where, you know, the focus is for him. And I know he has great regard for Lamar, like a lot of us do. But, yeah, they're not playing against each other. And so they're playing, you know, their groups against, you know, the respective defenses.
Glad Dan Quinn said that, because I know all of us locally, we know that it's not Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels. But essentially, it is Lamar Jackson versus Jaden Daniels. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. When's the last time we had a guy under center that was comparable to arguably the best quarterback in football, Lamar Jackson? Second best quarterback in football, Lamar Jackson. When's the last time we had one of our guys in that conversation? That's why, to me, I'm willing to have it. You can say it's distracting. You can say it doesn't matter. You're kidding yourself. See, Washington has arrived a year too early. We were talking about this earlier today. Can you imagine? Let's just say Washington wins this game, right? And then the Ravens go on to win the Super Bowl. I'd put every penny I have on Baltimore and Washington opening up the season next year. Like, that's the other part of this that is fun in the moment, but then depending on the work schedule, it may annoy you. I think you're allotted 6 primetime games on your schedule initially when the first schedule was released, and obviously you can be flexed into more primetime situations. The way things are trending here for Washington and all of the coverage that they continue to get, they are a group that is must-see television right now. So much so, the CBS said, the hell with that, we're not giving up the rights to our best game of the weekend. That's why that game didn't get flexed to Sunday Night Football. No, that was the conversation over the week, you know, or leading into Cleveland, rather, was would that game ultimately get flexed? No, it's not. But I'm telling you, massive opportunity for individual guys on each team and for each of the franchises in their own respective right. For Baltimore, like, I keep trying to look at this from the Baltimore angle as well, because, look, yeah, you've rattled off 3 straight wins, but if you're a Ravens fan out there, you can't tell me that you're confident in how your team is playing at the moment. You eked by the Cincinnati Bengals, and saying you eked by them is probably a compliment. They should not have won that game. I don't believe in luck, right? When it comes to sports, you create your luck. I get that. But anybody who got the chance to watch Bengals and Ravens on Sunday understands that Baltimore had no reason, or no business, rather, winning that game. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Top of the 8 o'clock hour coming up here in our nation's capital. We'll go behind enemy lines coming up next. Melissa Yim, who covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.